This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's time for the Great Clips postgame show. Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and by TimberTech, Decking and Railing. Now here are your hosts, Olin Krutz, Patrick Mennelly, and Mully from the Mully and Haw Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome in to the Great Clips postgame show presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and TimberTech, Decking and Railing. I guess Rich Bisacci didn't tell him that that thing wasn't going to work. Oh my goodness. Great. How about that? I mean,
it's a win, man. It's a win. Congratulations, Thomas Brown. I think it's his first win as a head coach.
Yes.
Beats Green Bay after, you know, I'm glad LaFleur has a Bears loss on his record. I don't care how we got it. I'll take that. You know, I'll take that win. We all know the problems, Manly. We know that it didn't look great. It looked terrible, right? A lot of things were happening that were terrible, that you wanted to pack up and get this team out of here. But a good win for that team, man. A good win for that football team. And I hope they enjoy it after a year that was terrible.
Hey, Olin, that cold beer on bus 2 would taste excellent right now after that game.
Excellent, man.
You know? Mully, oh, man, what a game, guys. I mean, just I'm sitting here writing the notes of, like, they beat a backup, you know, quarterback, hold their running back and all that stuff. And then the Moose Johnson says what he says, and then that happens. And then all of a sudden they're able to come back and pull it out. I mean, just I was about to say it just summed up the season, but then it didn't. They were able to bounce back and pull that off. But, yeah, Olin, perfect call there. Congratulations, Thomas Brown. A win is a win, right? We always stay in the locker room. A win is a win, no matter how it's done. I'm happy for those guys in the locker room, but I think we got a lot to talk about. There's a lot of activity in this game that was up and down, and I mean, it was unbelievable, man. I'm happy he made that kick for that locker room. That's the biggest thing. I'm happy about that. I'm sure people are going to be upset about the draft pick, but come on, man, it's a win. And I tell you what, I was entertained. If you're asking to be entertained, that was entertaining.
Well, the kick is a tough kick, as you know, Pat, right?
Yeah.
In that weather, at that field, you know better than anybody, right? And it was just good to see, you know, Caleb come back after, you know, I'm sure everyone realized after they saw the quarterback coach screaming at him that he shouldn't have popped that ball out to DJ Moore. DJ Moore shouldn't have fumbled it. But at the end of the day, those two guys make the play to get them in field goal range. Just enough time to spike it. Just enough time to get that field goal team on the field that took a lot of heat the last Packers game after that block, right? And the special teams coach said we knew we could get one. I was glad to see the Bears get a touchdown on special teams after they talk like that after the last game and win the game with a game-winning field goal.
Yep.
You know, I just so you know, Olin, Pat called game-winning field goal by Cairo Santos.
Oh, there you go.
I called it a 24-yarder. I called it a 24-yarder. It's going to be a lot closer so we can get the height on it. But he got the height on that 51-yarder. And, Olin, you're right. Just real quick, Mully, that ball is hard as a rock. You saw their long snapper have an issue with it. You saw the center have an issue with it. The ball doesn't travel as far. You could tell Cairo's a little jacked up for that kick. And, yeah, kudos to that front line, Scott Daly, Torrey Taylor, and mostly Cairo Santos making that 51-yarder and giving them a victory. That was big. That was exciting, man.
Boy,
everyone today, right, Pat? Like you know and I know that handling that ball on a day like today is extremely important. Right? We saw that first snap go through Caleb's hands and just trying to figure out how to get comfortable. You know, I was telling – talking to my sons here at home, and I was like, man, just sometimes, like, you're telling yourself snap the ball, but your hand won't grab the ball and move it. Right, you know, it's right. Kind of crazy out there. So right. Just figuring that all out with the heat packs in your hand. And I think we talked about it, Pat, that I got that from you, wearing a hand warmer with the heat packs in it and snapping the ball and just trying to find a way to control that part of the game is something you have to learn when it's 10 degrees and below.
Yeah, and Mully and I were talking the pregame, you know, should Caleb play, should he not play, and the reasons for and against or whatever.
Of course you should.
And that's what I said. Of course, I agreed with that. But then I said one of the biggest reasons is, and they said at the beginning of the broadcast, is it's the coldest game he's ever played in.
Yeah.
It takes a right. while to get used to it, especially with somebody handling the football every single play. Like you saw him work on, is he going to wear a glove, not going to wear a glove?
Yes.
What kind of – it goes to the simple things of, Olin, like what do you wear under your pads so you can move? Mm-hmm. You know, how many hand warmers do you put in your little hand muff thing? So it was good for him to see. He got a win, thank God. It was good for him to see to get out there and play, because you learn a lot getting in those situations and being in Chicago. Hopefully he's here for a decade plus, that he plays in a lot more cold games, and he learned from that.
Well, and a good thing, Mully and Pat, is that after a win like that, you finally get to hand out a few compliments, right? Like for me, watching him pop that ball out to DJ Moore, watching the quarterback coach, Coach Joseph, get in his face about it. Why are you popping that ball out there? You should be handing it off. But watching him not cry about it, right? Watching him not get down on himself, come back, lead his team down, and finally do what Ryan Poles talks about, right? Do the special. Do the special at the end of the game. Green Bay can talk to themselves about why they're in the coverage they're in, and given the middle of the field, that's on them, right? I don't really care. But as far as Caleb Williams making a play, coming back, from a fumble like that, giving the Packers the ball, the Packers make a 55-yard field goal. Coming back, Mully, scoring on that drive is something we've been waiting for now for what feels like 20 years, but it's been 10 to 11 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I also hope that Green Bay gets the early game on Saturday, okay? Because they got enough injuries now. They got enough concerns. Like this game may very well have kind of spoiled their season. I don't know the other results, but do they wind up playing the Eagles? That is a tough place to play. And if they play on Saturday as opposed to Sunday, every minute counts when you're talking about injured players.
Yeah, I think a short week will definitely hurt them, right? I mean, a day, like I've said it before, a day in the NFL injury-wise and healing up is almost feels like a week. Right, because you're trying to accelerate an injury to heal up in 6.5, 6 days, and one day is a lot for somebody to heal up. So a short week, I guess as a Bears fan, we would like that to see them go in there outmanned. But the Bears played hard. They did what they had to do. I thought the defense played decent. Again, like I said, they were going against a backup quarterback, but Jalen Johnson punching the ball out was great. Tyreek Stevenson, unfortunately, on that 3rd and 20, I thought that was another negative we're going to be talking about is about why it led to a loss, but they overcame it. Caleb did the special, and that's a great way to put it. You're asking him to do the special, and he did. He won the game at the end of the game. So he made that dumb mistake, right? But the win's a win. A win is a win.
I think we said after the last game, Mully, that when LaFleur went on stage and talked about how his special teams coach talked about they were going to block one, how disrespectful that was. That's disrespectful too. That's just basically saying that you're not coaching and not fixing things that we see on film. And congratulations to Coach Hightower today, right?
Yeah.
With that Dave Tobe special, I'm sure you'll talk about that, Pat.
Yeah.
It was awesome to see it, right? But I like Pat McAfee's quote, like we say, I'm kicking it there. That was funny. But, Hightower doing that and then getting that field goal team fixed and getting the game-winning field goal. And it just was good. Again, like I said, man, we all saw the same problems rear their head. We saw the offense that couldn't score, couldn't move the ball. But the defense did get takeaways, and our Pro Bowler punched one out, fumbles there. Backup quarterback doesn't see the blitz by Byer, gets hit in the head. All those things were for the Bears. But to be losing the game with that little time left and to see your young quarterback, I mean, you're looking for any sunshine, man, this year and through this year. And to see that young quarterback get that team down the field and beat your rivals, Green Bay, it's a win that not only The Bears need it. Thomas Brown need it. Congratulations to him. Their coaching staff, everybody's been working up there at Halas Hall. But the city needed this win. And I think everyone should take a drink a little bit extra, a long snapper IPA tonight.
Thanks for that commercial. Yeah, and what a way to go into the offseason, too, for Caleb. Like, so if he went into the offseason, and it's been an up-and-down year, right? We saw some amazing throws, some situational football he played well, some situational football he played really poorly. And then especially the situation where he's doing the run-pass option and throw it to DJ. I was thinking if you go into the offseason with that taste in your mouth, that's not good. I wouldn't want to feel that for or see that for Caleb. But for him to come back and come down and get him to a 51-yard field goal and win the game, and you saw how excited he was. You saw how excited he was when he got him into the opportunity, and then you saw, obviously, when he made the kick. But that would have been a bad, bad way to go into the offseason. And now it's a true learning experience with a little gravy on top that you know, he made a big mistake, but he was able to come back and help win the game for the guys.
Beating Green Bay is huge. I mean, yes. Just getting that off the back of the team, right?
Yeah.
It's been way too long. I'll tell you something else that I know they had injuries and everything else, but that Matt LaFleur, he coached poorly enough to lose the first game. And they were lucky to block that field goal, et cetera. But I thought he made some mistakes, too, in this game. So it's just really nice to have that guy lose a game to the Bears. It's really nice to end a 10-game losing streak. But I think the bigger achievement is to end an 11-game losing streak to the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, and guys, I think we came into this game. I don't know how about you. Molly and I were kind of talking about it that – I don't know. Is it that big of a deal if they beat the Packers? And maybe it's because we've been beat 11 times in a row, right? You want them to, but you're also thinking about how bad the season was. And now that we did win, my tune has changed 100%.
It's so great.
I'm like, yeah, it was worth it. Yes, it was. We needed to beat them. I forgot how good this feels.
You don't know how bad you need a win until you get a win, right?
Exactly.
You got a win today. And of course, like we're talking about against the Packers. And the worst thing I thought was going to come on and talk about the Bears are bearsing again, right? We say about the Lions. Let the Lions beat themselves. And I thought that was going to happen again after that turnover by DJ Moore, after Caleb popped it out. And I'm sure all football guys are saying, why didn't you just hand that off? They were running behind Pryor and Darnell Wright. They were getting a lot of movement on that Packers defensive line. Fumble it, you know, and then the Packers, of course, you know, they're arguing on the sideline because that's way out of that's not supposed to be the kicker's range, Pat. You've seen the special teams coach saying, no, don't kick it right now. And he does. He kicks it, and of course he makes it. I'm thinking to myself, of course we find a way to lose this game, right?
Oh. Yeah.
But we get the personal foul. Caleb, again, man, he shows you in the pocket. He's hard to get down, right? Like you come in there, you better come under control. You better wrap him up because he's going to make a linebacker miss. He's going to find a way to make a few special plays. I think that was a Dunze on the right side of the sideline that gets the 2 feet inbounds. And then to come out with that, and we're like, I'm like, what is this triple stack wide receiver stupid set they're in? You're just expecting the worst, right? You're just expecting like, why are you doing this dumb, stupid, like nothing's ever said. Like, what are you doing, man? Like, knock it off. We're gonna lose the game. I gotta get to post game. I got Tyler texting me 100 times, 1 or 2 minutes, 30 minutes before we're on. You know what I mean, Tyler? Like, okay, bro, we won't be on, and you know, like the Bears are controlling the clock, Olin, right before they fumble. Thanks, Tyler. What a way to curse us.
Yeah.
But Pat, like you're saying, man, to all of a sudden be in field goal range, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, it's Santos though from 50 yards. We don't got a shot. And he nails it. And
I nailed it.
My house exploded, guys. We're just back from Florida. My house exploded. We're happy for the win.
Oh, man. That was great. When I saw that formation, I'm like, are they literally trying to do the like hook and lateral thing? You know what I mean? Yeah. Throw it to left, have the guys run across the screen. Like, and I'm like, what do you do? Oh, they did it. Oh, they're going to be able to spike it.
Oh,
well done.
Gosh.
Nice job. You didn't mess up the timing and. But I will say this, though. Like the play before, why is the urgency not there? DJ, you're veteran. You know, not running to the line of scrimmage. Rome, okay, rookie, I don't care, but you still need to know the urgency. You should be sprinting everywhere. Those are little details that I'm sure they'll break down, you know, well, I guess not with the coaching staff. Maybe they will for a half a minute, but the future coaching staff will see that. No, the future coaching staff will break that down and ask the questions.
Pat, a lot of guys with boxes cleaning their lockers when they get back from Green Bay, short trip back home, but they get back with a win, man. And it seemed like to me, Pat, finally, what we've been saying, Mully, is Why not take a few chances? I know that Keenan Allen played bust him, and look, their details in some of these plays, they fascinate me, right? I mean, Keenan Allen throws the interception and puts his hands in his pocket. I don't even know what's going on.
What was right? that?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like
I think Darnell Wright punched it out, right? But what I'm saying is, finally, right, a trick plays, get your offense going, trying to do things to get that team moving in the right direction because, you know, you got to give us a spark somewhere, and they get the spark, Pat, from the Dave Toe play.
Yes. Yeah, you need something like that. Well, kind of a joke here. I was thinking when they were lined up for the two-point play and ran the reverse, I'm like, oh, that's brilliant. They set it up earlier in the game with the Keenan Allen reverse. So you can, like, double fake him out. But it obviously didn't work out. But that's another question. Why do you run a two-point play? They get a penalty on them. The ball's supposed to go the 1 yard line, but then they kick the field goal. I don't know. He's obviously going to say he changed his mind, but it all worked out. But those are just things that we don't have to worry about
that
anymore.
If the game had ended without the field goal at the end, I think that would be a huge question.
Sure.
Because that made no sense. You basically have the distance, and, well, now we're going to kick it. Well, right. I mean, bizarre.
Yeah. Well, it's just the season, right? This game kind of summed up the season, but thank God they won. Actually, it would have been the entire season if they lost, right?
Yeah.
If they had some procedural penalty at the end or got the field goal blocked again. But thank God they won. And it's, Olin, you know it. Like, just, God, that locker room right now, it's loud. They deserve it. I know it's been a long losing streak, but that's got to feel good for them, man. That's got to feel real good for them.
Yeah, the guys are working, Pat. Like, you know, Molly, they're working in there, man. Yeah. I mean, they just they can't get anything right, right? Can't do right. We used to call some guys on our football team, right? No matter what they did. Didn't seem to go their way, and the Bears seem like that kind of team. And like we talked about, I'm sitting there watching the game thinking, okay, how are the Bears going to lose this game?
Right.
And it was nice to see them win it, and it was nice to see the quarterback be the one to win it because you're watching it trying to say, okay, who's going to be back next year? What are we actually watching here, right? I'm watching Darnell Wright. I'm watching Jervon Dexter. I'm watching Tyreek Stevenson. I'm watching some of these guys play football. But to see the young quarterback hit DJ Moore, we know DJ will be back with his contract. The screen he scores on, I mean, he is an athletic guy. There's a lot of screens today out there on the football field. It seemed like at some point Thomas Brown lost a little trust in Caleb for whatever reason, not letting him throw the ball, not letting him attack the defense. I don't know why. But at the end of the game, they put the ball in his hands. He finds a way to get it into Santos's range and finds a way to get this team a win that they needed desperately against the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, we've talked about how many times he's done that. He's gotten them into a position to win a game. I mean, throughout this losing streak, especially under Eberflus, it seemed like they were in a lot of different situations where they could have won a game, and it never paid off, and it never came to fruition, including really the first loss against Washington. I mean, he did get them back, and they should have won that game before that horrible play at the end. But, I mean, it was just good to let the kid have a feel-good going into the offseason, right? Just finally got it done. You did something. Now, as Patrick was saying in the pregame, now you have to have optimism that they're going to hire the right guy, and we'll get into that, Olin. Not a lot of confidence in them, but nonetheless.
It's a new year. It's a new year. That's what I was saying. It's a new year, right? You got to believe in stuff.
Happy birthday to Mrs. McCaskey. She gets
no doubt, right? Yes. Yes. That's awesome.
So, it's a good win for them. We all know how much they like to beat the Packers, but as you guys are saying, there's a lot to get right up there. It seems like they're a long way away from getting this thing moving in the right direction. It's going to be interesting. Really, really interesting offseason. You know, I'm sure you guys talked about it a lot, but man, it's just like you're saying, what trust do you have in them picking the right people surrounding? And it's like you have to look at when you won, how many good people you actually had in the building. It's not one coach, man. It's his whole staff. Who's going to be in that building getting this thing moving in the right direction?
All right, we've got to get to a break. The number is 312-644-6767. You're listening to the post-game show. It is, of course, the Great Clips post-game show presented by Sony Pictures, Wonderverse Chicago, and TimberTech decking and railing on the score.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We're back with more of the Great Clips postgame show. Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and by TimberTech Decking and Railing on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the postgame show. We've got Olin Kreutz, we've got Patrick Manley, and we've got a Bears victory ending the 10-game losing streak on the season and, of course, the 11-game losing streak to Green Bay. Just delightful to see a victory for the Bears, and we are celebrating it amid what, let's be honest about it, is going to be an off-season of change. We don't know how much change did. Is this a stay of execution for the general manager, or was that already determined?
Olin, I'd love to hear your thoughts, man. O'Malley and I talked a bunch about it, and I'd love to get you involved with this to kind of hammer this out.
You know, I think, Pat, that I think if I think about what the Bears are going to do, I don't think this game, you hope the game wouldn't have any impact on what their decision is going to be, right? Yeah. What you just saw from the Chicago Bears, besides the young quarterback. I think that I'd love to see the Bears, if it's me, I saw it all over again. I try to do it the right way, right? I hired the general manager. I hired the head of football. I let him hire the head coach. I think they'll stick with Ryan Poles. I think you can make a really good argument that you should move on from him, too, when you look at the last 3 years, and especially what happened this year, right? This has been a really tough year for the Chicago Bears and the people up at Halas Hall, as far as them knowing what they're doing and you trusting that they have an idea on how to get this the football side of their building moving in the right direction. And that's what you really worry about, right? When you look at fire the head coach, the one you decide to keep, when you said at the podium that we already have a coach when someone asked you about talking to Jim Harbaugh. So there's a lot of things, stories like that, that you can pull up and say, okay, man, maybe Ryan Poles is not the guy for this job. I don't think they do that, Pat. I think they stick with Ryan Poles, and I think they let him, hopefully, if they do, I'm hoping they let him hire the head coach and only him.
Yeah, this is what I said in the pregame, Olin, that I think George McCaskey truly is trying to pull himself away from kind of all the big decisions made within that building. I think that's why he's given Kevin Warren the title of president to get this stadium done. And I think he wants a football person in charge where he doesn't have to worry about that more. And I think he tried to do it with Ryan Pace. And I think that's why he gave Ryan Pace a second shot at it. And it didn't work out. And I just, you know, I think what he's going to do is invest in these young guys or the guys to be the head of football operations, GM, whatever you want to call it, so he can kind of step away. And I think he's bought into Ryan Poles. I do. I think he thinks he's an impressive young man, that he's going to give him another chance like he did Ryan Pace. I don't think he'll go in a different direction. I think it's a mistake if you don't listen to all opportunities of other head coaches that come in, i.e. of Vrabel, and he has an idea of a guy he'd like to bring in to work with to build that building back to what you would like to see. But I just don't see that happening. I just think truly George wants to step away and get lucky and find the guy that he doesn't have to worry about, that he makes all the football decisions, and we're not talking about George on the radio anymore in the media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like we talked about, right, Molly and Pat, like that win, right, where like you have to get off of it so fast, right, and we can't talk about
right.
a pre and post of the game. You got to talk about a pre and post of a regime. Yes. And should you keep the young general manager? I know what you're saying about the way George feels about the McCaskies feel about their young general manager. I'll tell you a little story. I was talking to somebody at Halas Hall the last time they were making the decision on Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy. And I told them, I said, if you're not right, if they aren't getting better, because that's what they're selling you, right? That we think they're learning on the job, that we think they're getting better, we think they're younger. I say, if you're not right, you're going to set the franchise back 10 years, right? If you are not right about this, you're setting the franchise back. So make sure that you guys know you're right. And that's my problem. My problem is who's helping Ryan Poles develop as young as he is, because look who he surrounded himself with. Other young guys. Mm-hmm. Yep. See, I would insist that Ryan Poles would bring in older guys to put around him, right? He has Ian Cunningham. He has a few other young guys around him. I would insist that he brings in scouts. Look at when the Bears were good all those years. Look back to 2018 when Vic Fangio was defensive coordinator with Nagy. You need more than one guy in that building, right? And then they fired Vic Fangio and they didn't bring back who? Brandon Staley, mm-hmm. right? You start getting rid of good people and you have problems. Look at 2006, look at 2010 when we were winning. Look how many good people are in the building, good coaches. Ron Rivera, Lovie Smith, Rod Marinelli, guys who have become head coaches, become defensive coordinators. Ron Turner, Harry Heistan, on and on and on. It takes more than one guy. Look at Coach Eberflus' staff. When he got rid of Allen Williams, you knew it was going to be a problem. Who did he have to lean on?
Yeah.
Right? Who did he have to lean on, Pat? What I'm talking about is Ryan Poles has not surrounded himself, to me, with the people he needs to help him develop as a young general manager. He cannot lean on Kevin Warren and George McCaskey to develop himself as a young football guy.
And you said it right there, a football guy. You're exactly right. Kevin Warren was brought in to build the stadium, right? George has been around the business for a long time. He's not a football guy. He's an owner, like whatever you want to call it. But you need a football people around him. And just looking at who's with him, I mean, you're right. Jeff King's the other name, young guy. He's our age, right? I mean, we're youngish, but you know, you need somebody.
Young.
Yeah, we are. We're youngish. Yes, yeah. We're youngish. I'm talking about somebody who has,
for yourself.
Yeah, 30 years of it. 30. Hey, it's getting gray here. It's getting gray. No, but you know what I mean. People that have gone through regimes, who've been in different buildings, who have done this for years, who've gone through ups and downs. I'm talking, decades of experience. None of these guys really do. And you need to surround yourself with people like that to kind of be a father figure that you can lean on. They can also just get on you if you're making a mistake, and you can have a constructive criticism. You can have an argument. You can have a discussion. you need more people like that. And I agree with you, Olin, 100% on that.
Yeah, I said this in the pregame. I've said it before. I just don't know that I think that the candidates we're talking about, there are a lot of good names. There's a lot of, you know, round up the usual suspects. Everybody knows who should be pursued, etc. I just don't know that I trust them to make the right call. And I think that's a really awkward position to be in, where you just don't know that they're going to – that the brain trust, and I'm using air quotes, is going to be able to somehow fight their way through it and get the good hire and find the guy. I don't know of that. And it's kind of frustrating thinking about it, frankly.
Well, something that gives me a little bit of hope, guys, is that, okay, Ryan Poles, what we've heard, right, he was given the coaches to pick from, right? The
yes.
three of them?
Yeah.
He was given those three. Yep. Now he gets to do all this research and really find out who he works with, who he can. And he's now been in this situation for a couple of years. And now he's had some time since, you know, 6 weeks ago when they fired Matt Eberflus, that maybe, just maybe, he truly gets to make this decision on his own. And maybe he makes the right decision. This is me hoping, right? This is me hoping all this stuff happens. And again, I'm hoping maybe Kevin Warren is another person in that building that how do you put it the right way? That helps out but without helping, if that makes sense. That let Ryan Poles just make the decision. And maybe he does make the right decision.
Yeah, I hope you're right.
Yeah, I would like to see them add one other guy to the mix in that front office with them, right? One other guy, either from the outside or elevate, you know, maybe an old scout they have there that's been there for years. And just give him a bigger voice in the room. Just kind of point out, because you can't have the same echo chamber, guys. You can't have the same guys in the same room and expect to get different results, because you're selling me on the fact that people are learning from their mistakes. Well, I don't hear that coming out of this building, right? I just seen it too many times. I've watched it a year in and year out. Nobody watched Hard Knocks and thought, man, here's a team moving in the right direction. I did it. I didn't watch Hard Knocks and watch the coach get his hair cut and watch the general managers cry over cutting guys. I thought to myself, man, we're moving in the right direction here. Wow. Right. So it's just kind of when you watch this stuff, when you're thinking this, and that may be an old school look at it. Right. That may rub people the wrong way, but it may be what they need up there. They may need, and you don't need, Pat, like, you know, you don't need all old school guys, but right. You need some of them.
You
need one or two of them in the building that are saying things that are maybe, oh, man, that's a little rough there. Yeah, but sometimes you need to hear it, right? Sometimes someone needs to tell someone like Cole Kmet, Cole, every time they ask you a question, you don't have to answer, right? Like when I was in my 20s, when I was at Hallis Hall, I wouldn't, Pat, if someone asked me, what kind of head coach are you on? You know what I'd say? I got to worry about my reach block, guys. It's hard enough to reach a one-on-one pass pro, a nose guard, right? So it just seems like someone in there, they need one or two guys in there, and you don't have to go, Mully. The problem is that they go from one extreme to the next, right? You don't have to go to extreme, but you just need somebody else in there to say things to them that they need to hear at certain times, like Pat is trying to say, because like you're saying, Mully, if you look through the records, if you look who they picked, it seems to be the wrong guy. Or is it the wrong guy? Or is it the wrong infrastructure? Are they not surrounded by what they need to win football games?
So I've got a name for you, and I'll throw it out there. It's John Dorsey. That was Ryan Poles' boss in Kansas City. He's now the senior personnel executive for the Detroit Lions. So I don't think he has like a full title of running something. I think he's there as a helper, right? An older gentleman.
So what you're saying is the Detroit Lions have an older guy in there to
exactly.
bounce things off.
Well, and Olin.
Now.
Olin.
That's crazy.
And he's a guy who does not mind confrontation. And that's one of the reasons why he was out of the building in Kansas City. And this guy, I've had lunch with him, met him a few times out there with Dave Tobe, and he would be perfect. He's the guy that would tell Ryan the wrong, you know, he was like, oh, what are you going to argue? Prove it to me this. That's a guy, like you said, Olin, the Lions, they got the guy you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I respect that guy a lot and his decisions and the way he goes about it. He's not afraid of confrontation, and he's done very well wherever he's been.
Mm-hmm. That's a good answer. I mean, you know, he's a very highly respected guy, you know, who's done great work over the years, you know, did great work in Green Bay. I mean, he's got a resume where he's done great stuff, even in Cleveland. He's done very good. He did a very good job. I'm just saying, that's a good name.
And he's what, senior personnel executive? He's 64 years old. Pay him a little money. Bring him over there and help the building. Help Ryan Poles. Give him a mentor.
Yeah, do something that gets your the football side moving in the right direction, because we were supposed to be moving in the right direction this year. A lot of hope that this would at least be a 500 team. At the end of the year, you look like the worst team in football, right? We'd all love the win today. I'm sure the Packers fans are saying, guys, if we left Jacobs on the field, we'd probably win that game, right? They're probably saying that. Jordan Love doesn't hurt his funny bone in 7-degree weather. He probably finishes the game. So it's just, it's a win today. We loved it, Pat. But like you and Mully are saying, there is a big picture here of a really bad year they just had. It's been a long time since they won a football game, since they won a playoff game. Just a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a quick timeout. We're going to come back and get to your phone calls. We got people from all over the country that want to talk to us. I don't know why we're delaying that. It's the Great Clips Postgame Show, presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and TimberTech Decking and Railing on the Skull.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
We're back with more of the Great Clips Postgame Show. Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and by TimberTech Decking and Railing on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
It is the Great Clips Postgame Show. It's a Bears victory, 24-22. It's presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and TimberTech Decking and Railing. And, guys, we got a lot of people who want to check in. Let's start with John. John is in Nashville. Hey, John.
Happy birthday, Virginia.
in the last seven or eight games, Keenan Allen and Caleb Williams are tied for interceptions thrown. But two quick things. I'm in Nashville. I was in a Bears bar, and we celebrated like we won a huge playoff game. This organization needs to get to the point where a game like this is just another win over the Packers, and that's where it needs to start. Olin and Patrick, I know you guys are both offensive-minded, but that Byard strip fumble sack. When he's not looking, is it weird if he comes in and tries to purse snatch that football instead of trying to blow him up?
Oh, I think he had to blow him up, but guys, you're the expert.
You're trying to put your head on the ball, or doing both, right? I think you're trying to just get the quarterback down, and then he's such an athlete, he got both done, right? He got his head on the ball or knocked it out, hit him so hard he didn't see it was coming,
man.
But that was a great play. I mean, I thought he was dead, but that was and it wasn't roughing. That's the other thing. He did like the forearm tackle where it wasn't truly face mask to face mask, and I think just the contact was so hard. You're like, wait, what happened? But he got the ball out. He did what he was asked to do.
Yeah, it's like you ask for that, then he gets in there, and Malik Willis, with how athletic and strong he is, rips the ball back and takes off running, and you don't even get the sack, right? So, Kevin Byard, I think, did the right thing, trying to put his helmet right there on the ball. Got it to pop out. He didn't even see him. I mean, Kraft, the tight end, released. Looked like they slid the protection the other way for whatever reason. Usually when you release like that, the tackle's going to buy him after they're sliding him to that guy. I mean, the Bears' protection was weird all night to me tonight with the running back staying in, the center sliding away to the running back, and the tackles letting the guys come free off the end. But Caleb was making a miss. The offense seemed, like you guys could probably tell, a little discombobulated when you watched them all night tonight, even though they won on that last drive. But as far as that hit goes and what he's talking about, celebrating like we won, Pat, remember I think we won a game in 2001, Molly, after losing three. And we're all in there celebrating like we won the Super Bowl because we hadn't done a lot of winning around here. For a while, and Ted Washington from Buffalo walked in and he said, guys, stop acting like that was a Super Bowl. Act like you expected to win that game. And he did a lot for us learning how to win football games. And that's what the Chicago Bears need right now, man. They need to learn how to win football games, execute, and not do the things you have to do to lose games.
Let's try Green. Green's in the Hollywood Hills, no doubt, in a kidney-shaped swimming pool. Right? Isn't that what you're doing?
It is. It is kind of like a number eight kind of vibe, But first of all, let me just it's Dean Martin's old house, actually. Let me keep it moving.
Wow.
All right.
Good for you.
Yeah,
what's the Bears post-game party going to be like?
Oh, come on through. Come on through. Right, let's go. let me just start off saying this. O recruits for O-line coach, O-L, O-line coach, coming up. They probably won't do it because they're scared of it. But they need dogs up in there. Even if you look at Washington, their running backs coach is Anthony Lynn, who was a head coach over at San Diego. You got to have, dogs across there. Cats just like Olin, y'all were saying earlier, when they had Fangio up in there. But what I really call to say is I'm glad the kid got the W. You got to get those W's, those field goals, those winning field goals end up turning into game-winning touchdown passes. And, arguably they left a lot on the table, right? The Green Bay game, the Minnesota game. They could, I always feel when you're a bad team, because just the margin of the NFL, you could lose those games anyway, which they wound up doing. However, those games was winnable. The Detroit game, Thanksgiving, the Colts game earlier, the Texas game, they had a chance, and I'm glad, despite that they do everything they can to fail Caleb Williams, and that's how they get these L's, that they wound up. And they almost did it today, but they wound up getting him that W. That's kind of big for his confidence. I know they clean the house. They suck. All that's true. But they beat Green Bay. Let's go.
All right, great. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, man, spoken like a real Bears fan right there. I love that.
That's right.
Hey, Olin, I wanted to ask you this because all week the guys, they were asked, what kind of head coach do you want? They're like, I want one with discipline. They all had that in there. And I thought about it. I'm like, all right, you have eight captains. Why can't you have discipline in your locker room? You know what I mean? I understand that you want a coach to be able to bring some discipline. But to me, it starts in the locker room. Not allowing guys to miss treatment, not allowing guys to miss a workout during the week. And I just thought it was interesting. They're like, oh, we need a coach with discipline. I'm like, that's your job in the locker room. That's you as a position player in the DB room. That's you in the linebacker room, taking care of your own and starting there. And I know it's, I don't know, beating a dead horse about the eight captains, but I just thought, like, wait, why don't you look in the mirror first and think about the discipline amongst yourself in the locker room? That's actually where it's most important, between you guys. And I understand, hey, a coach allows you to discipline each other by, like, ribbing each other, doing whatever, kind of just scolding each other. But I just thought, like, what, you need a coach for that? Why can't you do it yourself?
Yeah, and let's be honest, this dead horse deserves to be kicked, elbow drop, off the top rope, Macho Man Randy Savage style elbow drop. You know, that's the kind of year this has been.
Yeah.
To Green's point, man, I mean, it was good to see the young quarterback get a win after moving the team down the field, like we were talking about earlier, Pat. And you said, rightfully, man, you remember that locker room, felt good for those guys working a way to get their win. And they have failed their young quarterback this year, right? And that's the number one thing. Not the young quarterback, they failed the team, right? The team, there's a lot of young football players on that team that deserve to get developed. And I think you get quarterback-centric and lose what you're actually trying to build as a football team there, although the quarterback is very important position, as we know. Pat, to your point, I was fascinated all week listening to the players actually respond to the kind of coach they thought they needed. I just... we have a rule in our house here. I tell my kids this: you don't have to answer every question. I don't know is fine, and I don't know the answer to that, and I just got to do my job. It's very fine. It's good enough for me to hear. And like you're talking about, Pat, good. They said it earlier in the year, right? They kept saying it. Good teams run themselves, right? So it's interesting. I noticed Twitter went after a couple of these guys, which is well deserved after you lose as much as we've lost here in Chicago. But just the opposite of what they were saying come out of camp. And what they're saying all of a sudden now, and all I try to impress upon people is that when in my 20s in a locker room when I was playing, Pat, I had no idea, no idea what kind of coach they had to get for the Chicago Bears. I had no clue what kind of receiver, what kind of it was so hard to play center and keep my job, right? It was so hard to execute there in the middle of the offensive line. To expect these guys to answer questions on what they think their locker room needs. Listen, Cole Kmet better worry about his job, right? Guys like that. Yeah, worry about blocking people. Worry about running routes, right? Go back to worrying about the things that you could worry about. The guys upstairs making the money to hire guys, to put in that building. Those are the guys who have to answer the question of what kind of coach do you put in that locker room? And look, I understand that it's not the player's fault that the media is asking them that question. You just don't have to answer
it. You don't have to answer
it. You don't know. They don't know. A discipline. Pat, we talked about this, Mully. How can you actually, what kind of discipline are they talking about? You can't even go 2-a-days anymore. You can't even be in, like, what are they going to do, put them in pads 14 times that year? What are they going to be mean to them? Are they going to be mean to them and tell them, you have to do your job, right? I don't know. I don't really know what they're talking about, the kind of discipline. Again, like, we're talking about culture. I'd like them to define discipline for me. Mm-hmm. What do they want the coach to do? Because discipline, like you know, is conduct detrimental, right? That's discipline in the NFL. Right. Conduct detrimental, which is a weekly game check. Is that what we're talking about? I just don't understand what you're talking about when you say those things.
I'm just curious, Olin, have you taught your children the death stare you gave when you got a dumb question?
They know. They know.
Yeah. Oh, it's the one eyebrow. Hey, Mully, that was my locker mate. I knew when the one eyebrow went down, I had to walk away.
I would just walk away.
Mully, you guys never asked any dumb questions. Love the media through my career. Love it.
Oh, beautiful. All right, we got to get a quick.
It's been a tough year, man. It really has been.
Listen. You know, and you're so right. And I don't know if it's the generation or what it is, but. These guys love talking. They love hearing they have to say about every subject. Mm-hmm. And it's a very valuable lesson sometimes, like just kind of hold your own counsel a little bit. And I'm a media guy, and I'm telling them that because it's just shocking sometimes how people misspeak or you know, blurt out something that you'd be better off not saying. All right, we got tons of calls. We'll be right back. We'll try to get to everybody. It is the Great Clips Postgame Show presented by Sony Pictures, Wonderver Chicago, and TimberTech. Decking and railing on the Score.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.